It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with the new forest supervisor for the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, which covers more than 1.5 million acres of Wisconsin's North Woods in 11 counties. Join in on forestry, wildlife habitat, recreation, timber harvesting, wilderness conservation, and more. 800-642-1234. Forest Supervisor Jen Youngblood previously served as the Deputy Forest Supervisor on the Chippewa National Forest in north central Minnesota, started her position here at the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest in October. Jen, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. I'm so happy to be here with you. Thank you for having me today.
Yes, and so you are fresh eyes on this forest coming from out of state. What challenges do you see ahead for the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest?
Well, first I want to let you know, I have been a Wisconsin resident since 1995 in Waukesha County, so I am not coming from out of state. My husband is a fifth generation Wisconsinite, so I am really happy to be home and serving my friends, my family, and all the residents of Wisconsin. And first, I want to, you know, just really thank you for the opportunity to speak with all your public radio listeners. You know, you have a great audience, and I'm one of those folks that love to listen to you. And so it's really great to have this platform for sharing and to respond to your question. So I've been here for 28 days on the Shawamigan-Nicolet, and my predecessor, who was absolutely an amazing forest supervisor, was here for about 12 years. So it is fresh eyes. And so as I'm starting this new adventure, I'm really fortunate to have amazing staff and work with great external partners, work with great communities in the Northwoods. I live in the Northwoods, so it's really nice to be here. And, you know, and so when I think about what I'm doing here in my role, in this new role for the Forest Service, you know, I always tell our folks here, our last name is Service. And I've always had this rule, as I have a picture of my grandmother and my great grandmother and my mother, and they always watch over me. And I always ask myself, what good am I doing today? And at the end of the day, ask, what good have I done today? Mm. And so I really believe in our mission of service to the people of Wisconsin and the American public. And so, you know, as I think about starting this, and it's very new, a vision for the Shawamigan-Nicolet is really to fulfill our mission, which we're a multi-use agency. We harvest timber and do active management on the land. We hope people come and recreate and enjoy the amazing fishing and hunting and you know, opportunities of those types of things in Wisconsin, as well as, you know, just having the quiet time in the forest. And our mission really is to sustain the health, diversity, and productivity of the nation's forests and grasslands to meet the needs and of present and future generations. And so our motto is also caring for the land and serving people. And so as I step into this role, I like to think about, as I talk to our external partners, as I talk to our employees, as I'm talking to your viewers or your listeners today, I'm sorry,
no, that's thinking okay.
It's video because I'm on the computer. you know, to fulfill our mission and our values, our service, interdependence, conservation, diversity, and safety. And we not only think about that in terms of our own employees, but what do people feel when they come and they recreate and they utilize our forest lands, and making sure that we're also honoring tribes and their ancestral homelands and treaty rights on this forest, because they were here before many of us were here in Wisconsin. So it's that balance. And so as I move forward, my internal principles as I come into this role are really fairness and integrity, service, as I just spoke about, respecting the dignity of everyone, building trust, and that takes a lot of time. I'm a big believer in Stephen Covey and the speed of trust, and really growing, and also taking my values, which are kind of my roadmap to make sure my principles are moving forward as I lead this forest into the next several years, but increasing communication, both internally and externally, being respectful and honoring everybody's viewpoints. And we may not come to consensus, but we have to have fierce conversations sometimes and really talk about things. And they might be uncomfortable, but we have to have courage and boldness to do this. I try to be transparent and authentic. And I believe in investing in others and really making sure that we're dependable in our service to the American people and to the residents of Wisconsin and the people who live, recreate, and enjoy our forest.
We're talking about Wisconsin's largest national forest, the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest in northern Wisconsin. Its new forest supervisor with us, Jen Youngblood. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Jen, you mentioned there restoring trust. Where has trust been eroded? Can you build on that a little bit?
Well, I think it's for me. I think the staff on this forest really has worked hard. The previous forest supervisor has really worked hard, and we have a lot of good trust and relationships with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, with our Wisconsin Tribal Conservation Advisory Council, with other partners at the Nature Conservancy, Ruffed Grouse Society, a lot of those partners we work with. So it's more for me as a new leader coming in and building trust. And for those folks that are outside that don't know me, even though I am a Wisconsin resident, that don't know me, to get to know me, get to know how I work, and to build the trust with them. There's not really a broken trust. It's that was more about how I'm coming in and showing up as a new leader.
I want to look at how climate change has affected this forest. And you mentioned outside groups, and there's funding from the Great American Outdoor Act to develop a climate change work plan. What has been learned about climate change? Because there's been a lot of climate change response framework done with this forest. What has this forest learned about adapting to climate change and mediating climate change?
Well, Kate, I want to thank you for that question, because before I moved to Wisconsin, I grew up by the Colorado River Indian Tribes Reservation. As you know, California, Arizona, those western states are really seeing climate change with water issues. And so we as a forest here in Wisconsin, we have our eye on climate change. And like you said, we've initiated a climate change work plan very specific to the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. And we have a lot of our specialists who serve on the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts Forestry Working Group. And that group shares information about climate change impacts and adaptation across the forestry community. It's not just federal agencies, but it's state agencies, local agencies. And we're taking information and we're putting it into action by helping foresters and land managers adapt and prepare for this future change we're seeing. And the Shawamigan-Nicolet also participates in climate change working groups. And we've done a lot of workshops sponsored by the Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters under the Climate and Energy Initiative. And another thing that we do is we have a lot of people that may not know this in your listeners, but it's not just the Forest Service is not just the National Forest System. We also have our Northern Research Station. There's multiple in different regions. We have research teams. We have our Forest Products Lab in Madison, Wisconsin. And we also have another branch we call state and private forestry, who really work closely with the states to implement some of these programs. And so what we're doing is we're working not only with our own researchers at Northern Research Lab, but we're also working with external university partners and researchers, and we're hosting study sites for regeneration of different species through an assisted migration project, where we're planting tree species that typically have southern ranges. And what we're hoping to see through that is how they survive and how they're developing climate impact assessment tools to forecast any of this future climate change impacts on the ecological systems on our forest.
What has been the work done to restore the Mukwa Pine Barrens, the Pine Barrens ecosystem that has been so delicate? What does that ecosystem restoration look like?
You know, I've been here 28 days, and so I don't have enough to really give you a good response to that. But, you know, we are looking at climate change adaptation strategies, mm-hmm. and we're trying to look at how those also are going to protect roads and trails. And so I'm kind of running through my head of what I know about that restoration on the Mukwa Barrens. And I know I worked in our regional office, and I know before I got in the forest that there's been restoration of plants mm-hmm. and reintroducing different sharp-tailed grouse species that are culturally relevant to the indigenous Ojibwe bands that have ties to the forest. And so we're doing things like that. And that's one project of many that we're doing on the forest to make sure that, you know, we're coming up with strategies for increasing the rate of reforestation, that we're engaging in climate-informed reforestation, and that we're reforesting in the right places at the right time and at the right scale. So that's what I can tell you, and I apologize.
Sure. No, that's okay. Jen Youngblood with us, forest supervisor for the Shawamigan Nicolet National Forest in northern Wisconsin, joining in the work of managing this land for multiple uses, as she has been telling us about, like forestry, wildlife habitat, outdoor recreation, fisheries management. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's pick up our conversation with Jen Youngblood, the new forest supervisor for the Shawamigan Nicolet National Forest. The U.S. Forest Service describes it as representing the best of Wisconsin's Northwoods, managed with multiple uses in mind. Join in with questions for the new forest supervisor. Your experiences connected to this forest, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. And Forest Supervisor Jen Youngblood stays with us. Jen, I want to talk about timber harvesting. The forest's most recent sale program identifies about 130 million board feet of timber available for sale, a mix of species. How do timber sales affect funding to help maintain a healthy forest? Jen, are you there? Okay.
I am. Sorry. I had a little glitch in my system here, and that's okay. Apologize. So you broke up a little bit. Could you repeat
sure.
that question? I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. You've had a recent sale of a timber sale, 130 million board feet of timber for sale, mix of species. So how do timber sales affect what you can do to maintain the forest?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, as you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about the blowdown. A lot of people were it impacted a lot of our forest lands in 2019. And so we basically had about 286,000 acres of damage across Wisconsin, and about 131,000 of those were on national, 131,000 were on national forest lands. And so we had a lot of harvest of that down timber. And what that does is when we have a timber harvest, that those sales, those profits come back to the forest. And what we do is we take those funds and we put them back into work, whether it's a recreation project like improving a campground, if it is creating a trail system where someone wants to access an area. It benefits everyone. And we can do things like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to, again, 28 days, you're the mm-hmm. new kid on the block here. So basically we get that money back and we can take that money and put it into reforestation. So if we have an area, like we just talked about during climate change, the Moqua Barrens, if there's a species that we need to reintroduce or make sure is maintained, we can put that money back into that. So what timber sales for us do is they are a benefit to communities, to local businesses, and to the forest and the users of the forest and the people that use the forest, because we don't just, that money just doesn't go into like a box somewhere and it's not of benefit. So timber sales help us get our work done to the benefit of the people that use the forest.
Let's take a call now. Mike in Oregon. Mike, hi, go ahead.
Good morning. We have a cottage up in the Nicolet National Forest that was next near a landmark called the MacArthur Pine. And this MacArthur Pine was one of the huge old original pine trees that were on this land. And unfortunately, it succumbed to lightning and no longer exists. The poor thing is passed away. But my question is, are there any plans to let some of these trees grow super old like they were originally when we settled the area?
Thank you, Mike. Jen?
Mike, that is a great question. You know, for your listeners, there was a Federal Register notice that went out asking people to make comments to the Forest Service on what do they see as old growth. And so what we do, Mike, on the forest is we do what we call active management, and we try to balance. We have a forest plan that really directs the work we do, and it incorporates best science. It incorporates all of our laws, rules, and authorities on how we manage land. So to your question, we use that. We use what we hear from residents, from the public, from our partners. And we do what they call a NEPA document, a National Environmental Policy Act assessment. And we look at things like that and we try to balance. We don't want to go cut down all the old trees. That's not what we do. And we don't want to cut down all the baby trees either. So we try to look at it in a more holistic way of making sure we're allowing, like you're asking, those old growth trees to remain. But sometimes when they start getting, you know, to the end of their life or they become unsafe, we need to manage them. And that's what we're trying to do, is it's a balance. It's a very delicate scientific and ecological balance to do what you're asking. But it's very important to us that we do this. And our folks that work in the natural and renewable resources team are just amazing. Many of them have PhDs. They've been doing this work a long time, and they are experts in doing this. So I really do, Mike, appreciate your question, and I hope the weather in Oregon is good today. Thank you.
We're talking about the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest in northern Wisconsin. New Forest Supervisor Jen Youngblood with us. Jen, you mentioned the derecho that hit, that violent storm that hit in 2019, 130,000 some acres. Are restoration efforts going fast enough? Are they moving fast enough?
Yes, they are. And it's amazing what our folks did. Because again, you know, as a resident, I knew what happened, but not working on the forest. And just what I've seen in both capacities as a Wisconsin resident and driving around and what I can see from my car, but then also now being here on the forest. You know, the reforestation is really amazing. Most of the sites that were damaged were former pine plantations, and they're going to be planted with mixes of red pine, white pine, and tamarack. And they're going to really allow us to Mike's question, to get the area reforested and allow those to mature. So at some point in the future, for future generations and future needs of our communities, they can be harvested in a safe, an ecological appropriate manner.
And we're almost out of time, but as you do this type of restoration, what is your approach to wildfires and your approach to prescribed burns? Because wildfires are such a concern with climate change.
Correct. We are very fortunate on this forest. We are not like out west. We don't have the wildfire situations they do in California. But I agree with what you're saying. Climate change is really important. So what we are doing is our fire program is amazing. They work with all of our other resource programs, whether it be wildlife, timber, recreation. They are doing very specific prescribed burns in a very controlled fashion to make sure that we, as climate change ensues, we do not get to the point where we're having very large fires. Our fires on this forest, when we do have them, are very, very small. They're probably less than 10 acres.
Jen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having me. And I hope all our veterans out there are honored. And thank you so much. And you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Jen Youngblood, Forest Supervisor for the Shawamigan-Nicolay National Forest. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.